massive weekend of A-League coming up. The Western Sydney Wanderers, they're under plenty of pressure after that 4-0 drubbing last weekend. They're going to be taking on the Central Coast. That's tonight at Spotless Stadium. We've got Sydney FC with some star players coming back. They're going to be strong as well up against Wellington with the rank outsiders. That game, 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm glad to say we've got the central defender for Sydney FC, Alex Wilkinson, joining us on the line. G'day, Alex.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, 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 mate. You got a couple of strong players coming back for this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a few injuries over the last sort of, the early part of the season, I suppose you could say. And, our marquee player, Sim De Jong, is due to be back in the squad this week, which is great. He only got to play the one game for us, pretty much, the first game against Adelaide. And then in the second game against the Wanderers, he went off with a hamstring injury. So it's great to have him back to full fitness. And Danny De Silva was couldn't play last week because of the loan complications between Central Coast and FC. So it's good to have those two guys back.
Yeah, you defeated the Mariners last week, but what did you make of that performance, Alex?
Yeah, pretty average, actually. I thought first half especially, we were pretty poor. Not only with the ball, but also without the ball. I thought, it was just one of those first halves that, you want to forget as quickly as possible. And we went in at half time and, sorted things out a little bit and came out in the second half. And we're a little bit better, but I think, we've definitely got to improve on that performance going forward. It's, not one that is good enough, really, for Sydney FC, and one that we've got to be better at.
Yeah, do you feel that, I suppose you've been that successful, does the intensity rise every time a team comes up against you, no matter where they're sitting on the competition table?
I think so. I mean, I think it's, as you mentioned, we've had a great couple of years and, we're the team that I guess everyone wants to beat and everyone raises their game and they play us. But, that's the sort of standard, we create and, we've got to be better and we've got to be ready for that every single game. And I suppose the one good thing out of last week was that we still won the game, still got 3 points, even though we didn't play at our best. We still found a way to win and got back in the game towards the end of that first half with a penalty and then managed to get on with it with the second half. But I guess that's a good sign if you can still, manage to get 3 points when you're not playing well. It bodes well for the rest of the games when you are doing well.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. If you've got plenty of improvement left in you and you're still able to jag results when you need them. Brendan O'Neill's goal, it was a stunner.
Absolutely, absolute cracker. With his left foot as well, he's right-footed obviously, but he only scores pretty much goals from outside the box, Brendan. He scored a couple of great free kicks last year and a couple of long-range goals, but I think that's the bigger one, especially with the left foot. And had a little bit of wind behind us as well in the second half and just sat up perfect for him. He hit it and it's just rocketed in. So, great goal for him. He's been superb this year. He's been, he's an absolute workhorse in the middle of the pitch for us. And, he does so much work breaking up the play, but he also starts a lot of plays for us. So, he's having a great season.
Do you think you'll lose him? Do you think he'll go to a bigger club somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, there's a bit of talk around over the last sort of weeks, and there's a couple of teams in the English Championship that are interested, but I think that's all it is at the moment. It's just talks, and it's just a bit of rumours. But look, I think he's still only young. He's got ambitions to play at the top level like all young players do, and I think if he keeps going along the way he has been over the last couple of years, I think he'll get his chance. It's just a matter of when. And January obviously is the middle of the season for the teams over in Europe, and they're always looking to make a few changes, but if it doesn't happen now, then I'm sure it'll probably happen maybe at the end of the year or next year. So he's just got to keep his head down, keep going the way he is, and I'm sure the opportunities will come.
Yeah, obviously there's a new manager in charge, Stevie Corica, and Graham Arnold was there in charge over the last couple of years. Has there been a big difference in terms of the way you approach the game or your styles or structures?
Not too much. No, a lot of it stayed pretty similar. Stevie's been at the club for a long time. He worked under Arnie the whole time he was there. And he sort of, because we'd done so well in the last couple of years, he kept a lot of things the same. Obviously, he's tweaked a few things, as all coaches do when they come in. They like to put their stamp on things. And he's done that in a few subtle ways. But the majority of tactically, tactical-wise and structure-wise has stayed quite similar, which has been, you know, a pretty easy transition for the boys who have been around for the last couple of years. And, you know, to be fair to Stevie, it's been a pretty seamless transition for us as players with him. He's been superb, and the new guys who've come in on the coaching staff have been great as well. So, it's all going really well.
And it's also Steve Corica up against Mark Rudin, they both won a title together with Sydney FC. Alex, we thank you so much for your time. Play well at Jubilee Oval.
Pleasure, boys. Thanks for the time.